ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Father, we bless your name. We give you praise. We give you glory one more time. Thank you for all that you have done. We bless your name.
We honor you.
In Jesus' precious name. Psalm 138. I read the whole chapter. Psalm 138. The Lord's goodness to the faithful. As we go into 2020, or as we journey into through that year, please never forget this psalm. It said, I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praises to you. I will worship towards your holy temple and praise your name. For your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word above all your name. In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me hold with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord. When they hear the words of your mouth, yes, they shall sing of the ways of the Lord. For great is the glory of the Lord. Through the Lord, though the Lord is on all high, yet he regards the lowly. And the proud he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies. And your right hand will save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hand. And the people of God say, amen. That is a picture of what 2020 is all about. I just came with a few words of admonition, because 2020 for us is a year where the shout of the king is among us, is a year where the Lord has gone ahead of us, is a year where his manifest presence is the evidence of our daily lives. So in 2020, the number one admonition I have for us tonight is that you must become a friend of God. You must become a friend of God. I know you are a child of God already if you are saved. But God is asking us for a greater level of intimacy with himself. So you must desire it. You must pursue it. You must be deliberate about it. You must become a friend of God. Being a friend of God basically comes out of the intimacy you cultivate with the Holy Spirit. You must have a personal intimacy. The Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. Personal relationship with Jesus is crucial, but also personal intimacy with the Holy Spirit who lives on the inside of you. Before Jesus left here, he says he will send to us another comforter. So becoming a friend of God, just like Abraham became a friend of God during his own dispensation, there is need for us to cultivate deep intimacy with the Holy Spirit. In other words, in 2020, there has to be a personal walk with God. A personal walk. Because most of the things God will be unfolding in our lives, we come from the place of intimacy, from the place of instruction in His word, from the place of obedience to His voice. We have goals written down. We have things that He has said corporately to us as a people. But most of the victory that we will experience, we come out of the place of personal intimacy with Him. You have to learn how to cultivate your walk with God. Job had an experience that he had to share his testimony. He said, I have heard of you by hearing of my ears. He said, but now I have seen you face to face. Enoch has had his own experience. In Genesis 5:24, the Bible says, Enoch walked with God. So there must be a place of personal relationship, personal intimacy. John had it described it this way. He said, that which we have seen, that which we have touched, that which we have handled concerning the word of life, that's what we are declaring. So your victory will come from that place of personal intimacy with God. That's the number one admonition. You have heard the God that pastors have preached. You have heard the gods that people who have written books have mentioned about, described this God. But 2020, because it's the beginning of another decade, is for you to be able to come to a place of that personal intimacy. God is actually giving us that window period of 2020 to determine how the next 9-10 years would be. So you must desire it. You must be intentional about it. You must crave for it. Personal walk. We come with personal word and obedience to those words and the voice is the first condition for the fulfillment of all progress in 2020. In John chapter 2 verse 5, Jesus, they said, or Mary, the mother of Jesus, said to those servants, whatsoever he says to you, whatsoever he says to you, do it. In Job 36 verse 11, he says, if they obey and serve me, if they obey and serve me, if they obey and serve me. So in the place of personal intimacy, his voice comes to us. His instruction comes to us. This is the way to go. This is how to transact this business. This is how to put this proposal together. I won't say as cheap as that, because you have to be intentional for you to get to that point where it helps you in your process of decision making. Christianity or the life of Christ to you must go beyond Wednesday and Sunday. It must be 24 hours, 24/7, because the God you are dealing with, he neither sleep nor slumber. So there must be a pursuit for you to get the best out of 2020. I need you to understand this. There must be a personal desire to know God more. There must be a personal desire to recognize, to know his voice. There must be a personal desire to see the word of God as your very life, your sustaining life in all that you do. That's number one admonition here tonight. You say, why am I admonishing you this way? I have discovered right now that many people, this is not a prophecy, but it's likely going to happen. Many people, many believers will remain at the fringe of their faith in God because of their distorted view of God's character. So, 2020, you must know God. God is good. It's not just a statement. It must come to you in the reality of your life. God is faithful. It's not a statement to call your attention in any service. You must come into that place of experience. God does not fail. These are character of God. God doesn't fail. You must come to that point that when every other thing fails around us, you still believe that God does not fail. There was an experience in Acts. Let me get it out. I think chapter 27, verse 25. All hope was lost. But in the midst of that situation, a man who has a personal relationship with God stood up to make a declaration. And I just want to coin that phrase out. He said, I believe God. I believe God. So, 2020 is that year. Every business is failing. Your testimony is that I believe God. When you make that statement from the reservoir of faith, it means my own case is closed. It means I have made up my mind that God will ultimately come true for me. Because in the midst of that statement, that was what happened. That man said, I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. It goes beyond a phrase. It goes beyond a cliche. It is born out of the personal relationship. He said, the angel of the Lord of whom I serve stood by me. This line. He said, be of good courage, for there shall be no loss of life. In your office, that should be your statement. When they say, nothing is working, you say, I believe God. Because I am here, things will work. He said, I believe God. I believe God. If there is no one in Lagos who believe God in 2020, let it be your testimony that you believe God. Your greatest message in 2020 will be spoken by your life and not from your lips. Your greatest message in 2020 will be spoken by your life, not from your lips. So we need to open ourselves. I mean, that's why maybe for us at this stage, our faith has gone beyond writing a resolution. Our faith is what David said. I will look up to the hills. There are herbs in the hills. But hey, this one, the one who dwells in this hill is the maker of heaven and the earth. It's the one that he described in one other place that he owns 1,000 cattle upon 1,000 hills. The Bible didn't record how many are on each of those hills. This same God that this man says, I will look up to the hills. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want for peace, for joy, for fulfillment. The Lord is my shepherd. I get instructions from him. He ordered my steps in his word. I understand in Israel, they found out that there is one interesting thing that happened with shepherd who owns sheep. Said, sometimes they have this sheep pen. There can be as much as 2,000 sheep inside that pen at the end of the day. But they said that in the morning, one interesting thing usually happens. If I own 100 sheep, and you own 200, and she owns 300, and he owns 500, that in the morning, all the shepherd needs to do among the 3,000 is to just stand at the door of the pen. My own 100 comes to me. So when David wrote, "The Lord is my shepherd," and Jesus also said in the New Testament that the sheep, my sheep knows my voice. Like I said, it's an admonition tonight. It's a desire. It must burn in you. Beyond the goals that you have written, it must burn in you that, hey, God, beyond these goals, even though I have to write them, beyond this goal, God, I believe God, and is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I can ask or think, because His power is at work in my life. I believe God. I believe God. So your greatest message in 2020 will be spoken by your life and not from your lips. So if we look at Psalm 138 again, there are things we can learn from it. Number one, verse 1, and it's verse 1. It says, "I will praise you with my whole heart." So in 2020, please, number one, always cultivate a heart of gratitude. A heart of gratitude. A heart of gratitude. I love what our brother said. He said he just looked back, reflected on the goodness of God, gratitude well up in his heart. So in 2020, let that be part of your dressing kit. Cultivate, learn it, cultivate a heart of gratitude. All year round. As human beings, we are all tempted to do that when things are working. But hey, things are going to work in your favor next year. But you must learn to cultivate the heart of gratitude. Secondly, don't hide your faith. Don't. Give God all the glory that is due to Him. Because why? The gods of this world have become prideful, saying, "It is not by prayer. It is not by..." I practically hear that on the news every day. This person don't pray, yet this is how their country is. That person don't pray, this is how... Yet the gods of the world believes in humanism. They said to us that you are the God yourself. So believe in yourself. You don't have to believe in any external God. No, don't hide your faith. God is going to be doing marvelous things in our lives. Don't hide your faith. Give Him all the glory. Our sister said it. Whether you went to Futo Abeokuta, when the push comes to shore and you have to deliver, there is a spirit of wisdom that comes upon your life, that flows through your life, and then please give God what? The glory. Declare it before the gods. I've said this before. You know, how many years now? The miracle of Hudson. The man that took the plane and landed on Hudson River, and the whole thing went until the last person left the plane, or they rescued the last person. That was when the plane began to sink. And they asked the pilot. He said, "God helped him." And you know, by the time, you know how people twist news, after 30 hours, they say, everything the man said, it was his belief in one God. No, he's the God of heaven. The man said the two engines failed, and he just thought, where can he land? He can't land that plane in Manhattan, crowded area. He said that he felt it in his heart that he should put that plane. Then even on Hudson River, he was looking at the ship. People were enjoying themselves. He said,
Lord, where do I land this man? And Lord, more like something, took over his hand, which I believe. And he landed that plane on the water. And everyone was saved. Cold water. I still listen to the man. I watch some of these channels, air crash investigation. So I still listen to him some few weeks back. You can't take the place of divinity in human affairs. And that's what they want us to take out. No, it doesn't matter. God is going to, if you don't want to give him glory, there's some testimony that will just shake you this coming 2020. They will shake you out of your hiding place. You know, it's when the testimony is small that you can still be saying, oh, I don't want people to know. No, they will tell you, where did you get this kind of wisdom? They will ask you that question. And like our sister, will you say because you went to Covenant or UI? No? Or you went to Harvard? No? The one who is mightier than Harvard is at work in yours. You know, in case you don't know, this is the age of the church. And the Bible talks about the age of the church. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10, in the Amplified Bible, it said the many-sided, complicated wisdom of God will be displayed through the church. So please, don't hide your faith in 2020. Give God all the glory that is due to Him. The gods of this world have become prideful. They said it's not by prayer, it's not by tongue. So there is no need for prayer, there is no need for tongue. But hey, you and I know, the God of these worlds, they just have eyes, they can't see. How many government can say boldly, Jeremiah 29:11? How many government, even despite all the planning, can say, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, citizens of Nigeria. Thirdly, don't underestimate the role of your worship in 2020. The role of your worship before, during, and after the miracle. Before the miracle happens, while the miracle is happening, after the miracle has happened, don't underestimate the role of your worship. He said, I will worship towards your holy temple. You are the temple of the Lord. He said, I will praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. Why? You have magnified your word above all your names in my life. Fourthly, don't trivialize the role of the Word of God in your life. Don't trivialize it. That is the source of your wisdom. That is the source of your instruction. Don't trivialize it. God, you know, some of us, we've studied the Bible, so we know the names of God. We know that it is Jehovah Shalom, the God, our peace, is Jehovah Mekidesh. He is the God, our righteous. We know all those names. He's the man of war. He's the king of kings. But hey, with all his name, God has still chosen to magnify his word above his name. So we can depend on this. That's why, somewhere in Timothy, he said, even when we are not faithful, he remains faithful. Why? He cannot deny himself. That's why the Bible says it will take heaven and earth to pass away for this word not to come to pass. Isaiah described it this way. He said he watches over his word to perform it. To perform it. To perform it. So please don't trivialize the role of the word of God. Don't. The next one, which is what? Huh? The fifth one, get ready for experiences in the place of prayer in 2020. That's verse 3.
Get ready. Get ready. Get ready for experiences. Divine experiences, good experiences in the place of prayer. So you know now that you can't afford not to pray. You know now you can't afford not to develop your intimacy with the Holy Spirit. You know, Jeremiah 33 verse 3, that's the greatest scripture on prayer. It said, call unto me and I will answer. That's not the end. He said, and I will show you great and then mighty things that you do not know. Paul described that in 1 Corinthians 2. Eyes haven't seen them. Ears haven't heard them. It has not entered into the heart of any man. But God will do these things to us by His Spirit, for His Spirit searches all things. So in the place of intimacy, the Holy Spirit. So get ready for experiences in the place of prayer. Prayer is the USP of the believer. Everybody pray, but not everybody have their prayers answered. Prayer is the secret place for the believer. It's where people build altar in their covenant relationship with God. And they make declaration from that altar. So, prayer is your USP. And I say this often with my understanding now. You pray to the Father in the name of Jesus and the power that the Holy Spirit supplies. So God gives you the power to be able to pray by giving you His Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps your weaknesses. Sometimes we don't all know how to put words, articulate words, but the Holy Spirit takes hold of our own spirit and then helps us to pray accurately. The perfect will of God in every situation. That's why praying in tongues becomes something that is beneficial to the believers in Christ. So get ready in 2020. Get ready. Get ready. It's not how long, but how well. So you can do 5 minutes and it can make a whole world of difference to change the dynamics of that boardroom. You can do 10 minutes and it changes you leading that team. And then the next one, which is the sixth one, verses 4 to 6. In 2020, don't lose your praise. Don't lose your praise. Don't lose your praise. That is your testimony. Don't lose your praise. Even when things are rushes at you, when life throw up his tantrums or whatever he wants to throw up, don't lose your praise. Don't lose your praise. Don't lose your praise. Even when the fig tree do not blossom, when things are just in the realm of expectation, don't lose your praise. The next one, your deliverance and total restoration is mainly by the hand of God. Verse 7, your deliverance and total restoration is mainly by the hand of God. Hey, you can't depend on men next year. Bible says, vain is the help of man. Somewhere in Psalm, he said, do not delight yourself in the legs of men. So long leg may not walk.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,